Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Doug Steffen, that's me. Jay Kirshner, that's her. And you are you. So we are we. Us, we go through all those pronouns, shall we? Him, her, he, his, and she, her. What's the, how does it work? So what are the ones that don't apply? That is, we have in the personal pronoun department, I, you, they is plural. Yeah, I have a mental block about it.
Well, think about this.
I think it's nonsense.
Say that I tell you, I get an email from somebody named Sammy, and I don't know if that's a man or a woman. So I say they or there, and it's not in the plural sense, but it is. You would understand that then, right? Or what's a Taylor, like different gender neutral names, and you might not know, so you don't say he or she, or would you say he or she instead of there?
I guess I wasn't thinking about it that way. It seems okay.
That whole
movement is aimed at keeping people from misdiagnosing or misdirecting their personal pronouns. So you sign things with her, she, they, or whatever it is.
Yeah, pronouns is just a person. It's a personal
how you identify
gender. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. But that's what that whole movement is about. It's not some other woke thing that is supposed to be. I don't even know why we use the word woke. I don't know what that really refers to either. Am I doing too much here?
It's just accepting people for who they are.
I've always accepted people for who they are.
Oh, I'm not talking about you specifically, Doug.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Anga bunga. All right, let's go to Texas, the city of Odessa, Texas. We have listeners in that area and around that area to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Apparently, you are pretty much without water. The heat wave that's going on, there's a water main break in the city. So they have pretty much shut down everything. The city hasn't determined the cause of the break. Well, I thought if it's a water main break, then that's the cause. 165,000 people live there. It's kind of a silly thing to say. If you got a water main break, water's coming out of the ground because the water main's broken. What do you mean you don't know what the cause is?
They don't know why it's broke.
It was broken because it's old. This is happening in a lot of places around the country where they have clay pipes in the ground that have been there for 40, 50, 60, maybe 100 years.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll bet you that the water mains that are under the streets of Odessa have been there since Odessa was founded. When they put the original water system in, there were lead and or clay pipes. And the government, whether it be the local government, the state government, the federal government, have paid to have those. I know my town has been ripped up because we were behind the times, apparently. A lot of lead pipes, and lead's not good for you. So they had everybody get lead pipes out of their homes, but they never did it in the, you know, they kept putting it off. To wait until, I don't know, wait until Godot comes. But the replacement is plastic, and they're usually bigger, the flow is better. So apparently Odessa, I'm going to make this conclusion not without, I'm guessing, but I know what's going on around the rest of the country, and I'm sure that many people who are listening to us right now have had that same thing, and maybe even you've got roads ripped up in your town and you don't really know why. It's either gas, which is not the situation in most cities, but water. The water mains are old, old, old. And, 60, 70, 80 years old, whatever. So they're getting bottled water from stores, I guess, right? That's where you go get water. If you don't have water coming out of the out of the tap, you go to the store and you buy some water.
Yeah, and then again, there's people that can't even buy water because it's just all being scooped up, so they have to wait in line at places that can offer you water. There are some residents who are, they still have a little bit of water coming in, and those residents are being urged to boil their water before they use it because it's possibly contaminated at this point.
Yeah.
And there's been, the entire country has been dealing with severe heat, and Odessa is no different with temperatures over 100.
Didn't we yesterday talk about that community in Colorado, and upon further examination, I was talking about it on the American Family Farmer Show that I do because it's affecting farms in Colorado and California, and the water source for both those states is the same, the runoff from the Rocky Mountains. So the water supply, because they don't have the snow cap up and down the Rockies that they've had the last 3 or 4 years, hadn't been as much as it had been the previous 30, 40 years. So imagine the pipeline that carries the water down to Los Angeles. It's not really a pipeline. It's a series of rivers and streams and that sort of thing. Mulholland, remember, do you know Mulholland Drive?
Yes.
He's the guy who designed the water system to come from the Colorado Rockies to Los Angeles. And the water supply is a problem there, and it's a problem in Colorado, and frankly, it's a problem everywhere. I rack my brain trying to understand, and whenever you ask anybody this, by the way, or they're asked by anybody who's halfway intelligent in the news media, why don't we have cisterns that collect the water when it rains? Why don't we have pipelines that bring the water in from the ocean that ought to be desalinated? We have desalinization, you got pipelines, and you got cisterns to collect it. None of that's being done. So what are we going to do? Everybody's going to die in these places of thirst because there's not enough water? It is mind-blowing how the governor of California can pass or get an edict passed that they're not going to have natural gas to heat the homes, but yet nobody's doing anything about the water. Not a thing. And it would be great, actually, what they ought to do is hire some private company to do it so the state doesn't have to pay for it, and there's a profit motive so they do it better and perhaps less expensively, and you get water. It's easy to tie that into the water system. So, I don't know, I just find it. So, what happens if they have a fire? Let's say Odessa, because in the heat, things sometimes are more quickly burnable.
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder if there's any reserves or what they're doing, what would happen about that.
Yeah. I just think that we expect these leaders, Governor Abbott, Governor Newsom, the people in Colorado, I forget the governor's name there, there ought to be a penalty for you not doing your job. That's all. This is not a matter of fact thing. This is something that the entire country and the entire world is going to face this as the population back to having more people than we can possibly feed, give them enough to eat. Imagine what it's like living in India. They have droughts in India all the time. People drop dead on the street. They go around. Remember the story of something going on in North Korea? And there was somebody leaked a picture out of, and this was going on in China as well. It was like the Second World War when the Nazis pushed all of the Jews into these camps and they all died, and they go around with carts and pick up the dead bodies and throw them in the cart. That was what's going on in North Korea, and it was going on in China as a result. In China, it was a result of COVID. In North Korea, it was just a lack of having any food to eat because they don't have enough food and they don't have any good relations with anybody else to send food in. So here we go. And now I see that we are sending in humanitarian aid to Ukraine to sort of tie them all together. I don't know for a fact whether there are wagons going around picking up the dead, certainly the dead bodies from being shot by the Russians. That's a problem. There have been trenches that have been dug and, you know, that whole story. But what's going on in terms of what's being sent in terms of humanitarian aid? It's interesting, isn't it, when you look at this, Jay? The first on the list This isn't humanitarian aid. The first thing that's listed are all the military things that are being sent over there, like 18,000 howitzers, 36,000 rounds of ammunition, 18 tactical vehicles with howitzers on them, ammunition for the mobility artillery, rocket systems.
2 harpoons.
Yeah, right. So where's the story about the food aid? Oh, here it is, way down here. They're sending food. Okay. That's it. All right. So lots of guns, lots of ammunition. Shoot those damn Russians and on we go. And so that's pretty much, it's not every man for himself or herself, every person for themselves. Here I am back with the appropriate personal pronouns. Frankly, my mind is going into another place. I remember, fast forward to today with actors. Do you remember the big hubbub 3 or 4 years ago when a bunch of actresses got together and said, we are actors. We all want to be considered actors.
All the same.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what happens, and then there are those who are upset because we refer to them or him or whatever in some generic sense. I find some of this stuff very confusing. Not that they're all the same weight as everything else, but you can see where our minds go, folks. We have a little bit of this and some of that going on here for your consideration. On the DJV, whoops, no, it isn't either. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 17 past the hour.
Aw, you didn't have to go so all out for my birthday.
Yes, we did. Because birthdays are about showing your friends how much you care for them and how grateful you are for them.
This is Jamie from Progressive. No, this is a great time. Progressive protects you 24/7. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
Jamie, can you hold on 1 second?
I gotta take this call. But remember, birthdays are about togetherness.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Nineteen after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Today is World Sea Turtle Day, Jay.
What America's talking
about. Did you know, did you know that every year 8 tons of plastic are dumped into the ocean? And apparently that's, you have to be a genius to figure out how hazardous
how
that would
that
be for the turtles. 6 out of 8 marine turtle species are on the verge of extinction because of all of the garbage that we throw into the ocean, on the beach, wherever it is. There are all different kinds of turtles, too. You know, the sea turtle is bigger, I think, usually, than the regular turtle. There's the snapping turtle, and you don't want to have anything to do with them. And then there are these sort of peaceful little turtles that you get in the store to bring home.
Yeah, box turtle. I had a box turtle when I was younger.
Did you? All right, cute. All right, 21 after here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
It's 23 after the hour. I feel like we ought to have some nice news. So in a moment, what Dolly Parton is doing with her money. Wait a minute. Let's put a flag up. Okay, the postman stops here. Hold on. But Dolly's donating some money. We'll find out where the money's going right after this. Parton has donated $1 million to help what group or which persons? Who's the beneficiary of all this money?
Yeah, right. Like, she is so generous with donating her financial estate, really. Dolly, recently, the latest is $1 million donation to Vanderbilt University Medical Center. This will go towards ongoing research on how viruses and bacteria cause disease, understanding and preventing resistance to antibiotics, preventing and treating infections, diagnosing and treating infections in children with cancer. This is, again, Vanderbilt University Medical Center, helping with the pediatric infectious disease area, and she even said that she loves children, and she feels like no child should ever have to suffer, and she wants to do any part she can to get them healthy, keep them healthy, and, I mean, she's...
What's the reason that she's never had children? I know that she's addressed it, but she and her husband addressed it, I remember, more than once, because people have asked her, when she has said that. She talks about her nieces and nephews and the other people in her family. So one would wonder why she made the choice, or if she made a choice, or whether it's something that she just couldn't, unfortunately, have. There was not that it's anybody's business, but it's a curiosity.
Right, and it's hard to say it's not anybody's business when people put it out there. It's like people who are like, we are divorcing, but please, we wanted to make our announcement, but please respect our privacy. If you want your privacy, don't make the announcement.
Don't say anything.
Dolly has said as to why she and her husband never had kids, she said that she believes God didn't mean for her to have kids so that everybody's...
At any rate, all right. Jay, are you still there? We got you? Put the pieces together. All right, let's go to commercial. It's 27 past the hour.
Prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb. It's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States is sending more weapons to Ukraine in their fight with invading Russia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Washington on the $1 billion package.
It includes guided MLRS munitions, 18 more M777 howitzers, and the tactical vehicles to tow them, and 36,000 rounds of 155mm ammunition.
The package also includes coastal defense weapons and tactical gear like secure radios and night vision. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday raised its target interest rate by 0.75 percentage point in an effort to drive down a surge in inflation. Attempted presidential assassin turned musician John Hinckley Jr. is officially a free man. Hinckley was set to perform at a sold-out concert in Brooklyn, New York next month, but the venue has canceled the show. Dr. Fauci is reporting a mild case of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah was once a clerk at the Supreme Court. He was on Newsmax overnight weighing in on the Supreme Court's abortion ruling that could come down at any day now.
What happens after an opinion has been drafted is that different drafts, different iterations of the opinion will go back and forth between the chambers. Each time a justice authoring an opinion, whether that's a majority opinion or a dissent or a concurring opinion, it'll circulate to all the members of the court, not just those justices intending to sign that particular opinion. And each member of the court will then have the opportunity to read it. And then those justices who intend to sign on to that opinion can continue to suggest changes if they want to, or signal that they're just fine with the revisions. Those justices not inclined to sign on to that opinion can make modifications to their opinion, responding to any updates from the opinion. So this is the kind of change that goes back and forth.
Chinese state media is reporting the nation's 500-meter radio telescope has detected what could be signals sent from extraterrestrial civilizations. Researchers from Beijing Normal University published their findings in a report Tuesday, claiming several cases of possible technological traces of extraterrestrial civilizations from outside of Earth. Those traces include narrowband signals, which are usually used for short-range transmissions. I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Beck and Pfizer.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having the time of your life, are you? That's a good thing. It's 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. The thing that most people forget about life, especially when you're in bed and you're kind of in a dream state, you know what I mean, Jay? You get into that great state of, I was in there last night, dreamt, slept like a rock.
Very nice.
A couple of nights of not sleeping so well. But now I look out at the horizon. I get up early and looked out the window at the horizon, and I was thinking about what I dreamt last night. And maybe all of us should do a little of this. Think about the dreams that you've had, the ships that have sailed, not the ships. We all concentrate on the ships that haven't sailed, or the ships that have sunk, or the bad things that have happened, instead of thinking about the good things that have happened. The fact that we can be here, actually build an audience and have kind of a nice time with each other and help people figure out what's going on in the world every day. Here's something that's kind of weird. The story of Ryan Grantham pleaded guilty to second-degree murder a couple of months ago. He killed his mother, but he also had plans to kill Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada. 24 years old. What in the world and why? What I don't know about the Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I don't know that movie.
Yeah, he did a bunch of different things. He's also on the acclaimed series Riverdale. Here's the thing. He said that he killed his mom because he didn't want her to.
Vivaldi shot his mother in the face or something. Wasn't that the
grandmother?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
was like trying to take his phone away or something, or she did call the police before the grandmother from the Uvalde shooter, she was able to make it to a neighbor's house to call 911 and get help, which is just absolutely astounding. But this guy, and yeah, I'm going to call him a kid, 24 years old, Ryan Grantham, he apparently had 12 Molotov cocktails loaded in his car, camping supplies, a map with directions to Rideau Cottage.
How do people get this crazy? How do you get this nuts? Well,
and they found that he had been diagnosed and been being treated for severe, intense periods of clinical depression prior to this. And his sister spoke out about it. His mom was battling cancer. She said that she was just so heartbroken because her mom was her best friend, and she had no idea that her brother was such a danger to anybody, let alone their own mom.
Yeah.
And in his mind, he was doing his mom a favor by killing her first so that she didn't have to witness what her son was trying to do. It's so heartbreaking.
One of the things that as we keep talking about this sort of thing that has come, you know, there are always going to be folks, good reporters, people who are trying to, you know, they want to write books, a history of the lessons of the day. And somebody has come up with a theory that I find very interesting in terms of who's doing this sort of thing, why are they doing it, and where are they doing it? The gun violence in our country is pretty much focused in a certain area of Chicago, a certain area of New York, a certain area of Los Angeles, and a certain area of violence. There has been violence pretty much in the same areas. And think about how many people over the last, I'm looking at the stats here, the last 15 years, 1,800 people have been killed in one of these shootouts. Can you imagine? And this is, last weekend in Los Angeles, I didn't even want to talk about this, the warehouse party, people were shot up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, most of the gun violence takes place in these cities, and it's not just a weekend thing in places what I'm talking about, Chicago, Los Angeles, it's every day. It just seems that the weekend, when there's not as much to report on, that's when it gets to be a headline. In Chicago, for example, over the last 25 years or so, the average has been 80 deaths per 100,000 people every year. Every year. That is, and let me think how many people live in Chicago. I think there's, New York is almost 20 million. Los Angeles County is 14 million. I think Chicago is 11 or 12. So think about that. And it's way more blacks are shooting up blacks, and that's who's dying. Latinos, white people are a small portion of the people who are getting killed. So it's like we have two different worlds here. And certainly if you've ever been to Chicago and you see what it looks like in some parts of Chicago versus what it looks like along Lakeshore Boulevard, for example, Lakeshore Drive, it's like you're living in two different worlds. There's a part of Chicago, and you can see this, by the way, on the Chicago shows, especially Chicago Fire and Chicago PD, where they shoot in the city, and you can see how different the whether it's because nobody wants to invest in this part of the city. You can see homes boarded up and no stores there because, and then you think about the cycle. Which comes first, the chicken or the egg here? Is it the violence from coming in to an area, or is it the fact that the area has been allowed to run down because of who lives there that allows the violence to come in? My money is on the second theory, not the first. There is a prejudice that is very obvious in many areas of our country where there's a large concentration of black people. And I'm, listen, anybody who's listened to me over the years knows I'm no bleeding heart liberal, but I will tell you that I've traveled around a lot. I've done radio programs, whether working for in the city of Los Angeles or the city, not working in the city of Chicago, but outside, certainly in St. Louis, where you can drive around in Baltimore. My God, when I was in Baltimore, you drive around, you talk about two different worlds. Good Lord. So why is that? Why is it that in the same, like, zip code, you've got two different worlds? I think that's an interesting sociological thing to try to figure out. Go ahead, excuse me.
Oh, for sure. And then the gentrification of poor urban areas where people are moving in.
Yeah.
Especially in Nashville, you have people in big businesses who are buying up houses in these areas because they're more affordable, knocking the houses down, putting up two skinny houses, making them kind of like Airbnb stuff. And then next thing you know, the whole street's that way. People are getting pushed out. Where we live, we heard drive-by shootings very often, very, very often, but they always sounded further away. But the more that these companies were buying up locations, people are getting pushed further out, that by the time we moved out off of our street, out of that house, the drive-by shootings were happening on the street behind us. Things were happening on our street. And also, to go with the violence conversation, I would also be interested to know what the stats are, not just on gun violence, but stabbings as well. Mm-hmm. People who are intentionally hurting other people with, like, a vehicle or something. Because, in Nashville, there's a lot of stories in the news of people getting stabbed. It's not always the gun violence.
Mm-hmm. And one, again, wonders whether it's because people see it on television programs or playing these violent video games. And you always hear, well, there are lots of people who watch these shows and they don't all go out and shoot up. And the same with the violent video games. You can watch them, play them, and they don't all go. But there's a switch somewhere in people's brains that gets flipped when there's this kind of activity, stimulation, if you want to call it that. Where all of this stuff is taking place. The interest rate situation, we'll talk about that after this.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effect. Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Six after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So, Jay, you feel your pocket getting emptier, or perhaps the weight on your shoulders is getting heavier because the Fed raised the interest rates by almost a point, three-quarters of a point. The
biggest increase. Yeah, my shoulders are weighed down to my knees.
Yeah, there you go. 1994 was the last time. So when I saw that, I was trying to remember what was going on in 1994 that made things as uncomfortable as they were. And my mind has gone blank on 1994. It wasn't until it was in the 70s, late 70s, when we had the problem with gas like we have now, and there were lines at gas stations and all that stuff. I remember the interest rate going up there because it was the same sort of thing. Jimmy Carter had made some bonehead decision about oil and imports and stuff, and that's what cost him his job. So you move through, that was when Bill Clinton was president, and when he, whatever, I don't even remember exactly what was going on, but I know that it was very uncomfortable. And from that, so if you want to look at the bright side, from that experience came in the last couple of years after they got over the hump of 1994-95, time to get into late 96, and maybe it was 97 when things started to improve. By the time Clinton got out of office, we had a surplus. Tax rates were the lowest they'd been forever. Not forever, but you know what I'm saying. And the economy was in good shape. And so then the attack happened on September 11th, and George Bush squandered all of the resources that we had to go into Iraq, and it's been kind of up and down and sideways since then. So what are we going to do about this? In terms of your mortgage, if you have a floating rate, you're going to pay more in your mortgage. If you're going to buy a house, you're going to pay more. If you're buying a car, most of that's not floating. The car rates, the car companies, it's interesting because they don't have any cars, but yet a lot of companies are offering 0% interest rates on what they do have for new cars. I find that to be very interesting.
Yeah, right? It is. And because I think less people need cars. With so many people working from home anymore, a lot of families have gone down to just become one-car families.
I was talking to a fellow last night. I have a friend who runs a group of car dealerships, and this fellow knew it. He said, can you speak to this fellow for me? I'm going to trade in my two pickup trucks for one. And I said, why are you going to do that? He says, because I'm going to retire. And I looked at him and I said, you're nuts. Don't retire. Not a good idea. 10 before the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. So now it's time for us to dig around in the family, the farm, the food department, Jay. Find out what the heat is doing. I think we kind of we've in a general sense taken care of or talked about the problems of having not enough water. Remember last year the Northwest, which normally is really kind of a wet zone, it was pretty dry. They had what was close to a drought on a lot of farms. There is now this year, they're back to sort of the same rain. In fact, there's record rain in some areas of the Northwest. I see the story of a berry farmer in Oregon who suffered because of the heat last year. Remember, it was up to 116 degrees.
Yeah.
And lost his blackberries and raspberries and all of that stuff. And now this year it's too much rain, so you wonder, I have you pick all around me here, and I don't know if you do where you are, where the farms let people come in and pick, because they don't have help to pick the stuff, so you go in and pick. You know, I'll give you a box, and you give me $5, and you can go pick some strawberries or some blueberries, raspberries, whatever it is.
Yeah, we have a lot of those in apple orchards that you can go do. It's great. It's a great experience, especially for families and taking your kids.
Yeah, to learn about, again, how things grow. Where does all this stuff come from? Well, with all the rain, without sunshine, the berries are being affected. So what you're going to see, I love these sweet berries. I have blueberries. I have raspberries. I'm thinking about what's in my refrigerator now, blackberries. I have kiwi and oranges that I have. What else is in there? Some melon. So this is all stuff that comes from various parts of the country, but it all requires not only water and rain, but sunshine. The lack of sunshine will affect the way the size of the berries, the flavor of the berries, and that sort of thing. So in order to, this time of year is strawberry season. So if you had a lot of rain and the strawberries are maturing and they're green, You need 2 or 3 days of sunshine in order for them to ripen or to start. You can pick them off the vine if they've started to turn red. If you take them off the vine when they're green, they won't mature. They won't sweeten and they won't ripen. And that's the, I don't know if you knew that was the ticket, but that's the ticket. And you have to, just a little bit of green when it comes to berries, a little bit of red or whatever their color, their natural color is. And that kind of applies like to tomatoes as well. Today is Fresh Veggie Day, celebrated to commemorate the nutritional value of fresh vegetables, their importance obviously to your health, best source of micronutrients that are really vital when you think about your metabolism, how your bodies develop, and by the way, your immune system, disease prevention, comes much easier when you have a healthy diet. Fibers, right? You have to have fiber in your diet, very important, so that you don't get colon cancer and things like that. There's a story this month in Food and Wine magazine, no such thing as a bad vegetable. Tell that to your kid. Tell that to your grandson or your granddaughter. My daughter tried to, when Miles was just a baby, and he was in, Brendan's doing this now with his son, feeding him everything that traditionally youngsters don't like. But they don't know they don't like them because they've been brought up on them. So Miles didn't have any problem at all, and I'm sure there are plenty of families, mothers and fathers are listening to me tell this, and they know exactly where I'm going with it. He was fine until he was socialized in school, started going to preschool and that sort of thing, and the youngsters. And so if you're feeding your youngsters, you know, good stuff, then why is it, if all parents do that, then why do kids, you know, where does it start? Where does the bad food start and the expressions or exposure to the bad stuff begin? It's got to become with youngsters when they're through. Family Food and Farm News here, 58 after the hour.
The deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years.
It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.